trust in God's timing. May the Lord bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. The Bible says in Psalm 121, verses 1 through 4, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. When you go through moments of difficulty and adversity, remember that you have a sure helper, a comforting father, a faithful friend, a professional counselor, an excellent physician, a sovereign healer, a sustainer and provider, a watchman who never sleeps, whom you can always turn to. Nothing that happens to your life today is unknown to God or has caught him by surprise. Trust in God's timing. It doesn't matter if the problems are small or if they're big or if the consequences seem impossible to bear. God is not intimidated by situations beyond his control. Wherever you are today, lift your hands to the heavens, look up, and instead of looking outward or inward through your eyes on God, your response to turbulent times will be determined by your perspective and where your focus and priority are placed. Relying on God in times of affliction or need affects yourself, but revives your soul. In seasons of difficulty, trust God turns your problems into opportunities, your trials into teachings, and seasons of weakness and sickness into manifestations of grace, healing, and blessings. Believe in the Lord and never lose hope in Him. Your help comes from the Almighty, the All-Sufficient. Trust in God's timing. I'd like to leave you with a promise found in Psalms 121, verses 5 and 7 through 8. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Have a blessed day, and remember, it might not be the desired time or the one we really want, but it is a time we need. Before arguing, breathe. Before speaking, listen. Before giving up, try. And before everything else, trust in God's timing.